needs in their lives have shaped their faith. You will get a glimpse of each of their personalities as they let you into a part of their lives that many of us do not share very often or very easily. Faith is personal, but it is also meant to share. In the faith statements you are about to hear, you will hear about what they believe, but also you will hear about the whys. I always learn so much about God through the ways the youth experience him, and I hope that this morning that you will be blessed in the same way.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Benjamin Thomas McHouston, and this is my faith statement. I have to say, growing up, I never enjoyed going to church, except for when I could get Goldfish crackers in the nursery. I didn't really understand why everyone around me was worshiping someone who wasn't even physically there. And it took me a very long time to realize what God had done for me and everyone around me. I got baptized around first grade, and that's pretty late compared to a lot of people I know. And I like that because I got to understand and learn what Pastor John was doing. I saw God a lot when I got baptized and started to piece together why my parents forced me to go to church every Sunday. When I was in the third grade, we got a new student in my class at school. I was very nervous and excited. We started to talk, and he became friends with my friend group. We automatically clicked and are still good friends to this day. I realized later that God gave me opportunity through this friendship to open myself up to other people. This helped me recognize how important friendships and relationships are to me. This friendship helped shape my faith because it taught me to value everything God gives us. One Bible verse that speaks to me is Hebrews verse 12, 1 through 2. It says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." This verse says always to be calm and not to worry too much about life. Life can be difficult, and God wants us to be patient. And with God in our lives, we have a source of happiness and can get through tough situations. In sixth grade, my mom told me that my nana had Alzheimer's disease. At first, I didn't completely understand what it meant, but I could soon recognize it when I would go and visit her, and this is a very tough thing to witness. About 3 years ago, she moved in with my family, and I've seen a side of her that I had never known or experienced firsthand. I felt like this was a very low point in my relationship with God. I was extremely frustrated with him because I would never see the grandma I knew again. She was confused and angry all the time. And I saw the stress it put on mom and dad. I saw how frustrated it made my whole family. And I soon realized what God had brought my nana to stay with us for her support and my family's strength. He gave my family the tools to get through this hardship together so we could become closer to each other. And after a while, I noticed that this event had brought me closer to God than I thought it would. This helped me realize that God is a lot closer than you might seem. I learned that God is always here for us and that he helps us during these hard situations to strengthen our relationship with our family and him as well. I believe that God will always be there for me and that he will always forgive me for things that I have done, including my frustrations and difficulty with patience. I was recently asked to describe how I see God. This was something that I wasn't quite sure about until recently. I was at a youth retreat, and Tamara had asked Terry the exact same question. And what Terry said really connected with me and clicked when she was talking. She said something like, "I imagine a landscape of forests with mountains, and God is a light shining down on everything like the sun." I never thought of God in this perspective before, but I feel like it made perfect sense to imagine God as a light source above us all, watching us from above. However, I also see the people in my life as a part of God's light. In the end, relationships like my friends and family have helped me understand my faith. These relationships help me learn to walk, start to run, and keep running in life. I believe that God has done a lot for us and doesn't expect a lot in return, just for us to be ourselves and to do good to everyone and to keep running. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bjorn Christian Bertges. I was born in Erlangen, Germany on January 11th, 2003. Growing up, church and faith in general were not a big part of my life. Church was something I would attend now and then, but wasn't dedicated to, as I didn't know what it was. When I started realizing what church was, I remember inquiring my friends about it to see if they went there as well. I learned that most of my buddies did not regularly attend church. Church turned into what felt like a punishment. It felt wrong that I had to go to church, but my friends' parents didn't make them go. I often thought to myself, why do I have to go to church? All people do is sing songs and bow their heads awkwardly. Not long after, I would begin to attend Sunday school, at which point church turned into a playground for me, rather than a place of worship, which was both a good and a bad thing. Moving forward, I would attend church more regularly and begin to learn a thing or two about a man named Jesus and the Bible. Around my third grade year, a series of events led me to disconnect from this new faith I was forming. My aunt was struck and killed by a car, and my parents divorced. We still attended church, but it quickly returned to feeling like a punishment, and I had lost all interest in learning about the Bible. This continued for the next 3 years, until my mother decided that we were to move to the U.S. where she was born. I had visited there many times, and I knew I had a lot of family around the area of Shoreline. We moved in with my grandparents, and shortly after, we would begin to attend church just up the street from us at Bethel. The church would soon move locations, and when that time came, my mother decided to look in the First Lutheran Church of Richmond Beach. I began to attend youth group and confirmation on Sundays. It was there where my faith would change entirely. I would begin to see God and the people around me, and finally was able to have a great time learning about faith and the Bible around amazing people. It was like a light had switched on. Suddenly God was everywhere, in the people who attended FLRB, in the friends I made, in the songs being sung, and the love others had for me. I was suddenly thrown into a place where it feels okay to confess your mistakes and feelings, and where people really loved and cared for me. God's work, our hands, became a phrase with all new meaning because of mission trips like Tillamook, where we worked to help community members with whatever they asked for, or trips like the California Youth Gathering, where I had a chance to meet even more people who followed a theology similar to my own. It was trips like those that really opened my eyes to God's work. There have been events and points in time at church that I really enjoyed, but one time of the year that always sticks out to me is Lent. My favorite part of Lent is when congregation members come in to share their stories of faith and the church. It always gives me a chance to make a connection to what faith and God mean to me. There are so many different stories of faith and how God works in people's lives. There are some people who seem to be born with this faith, while there are others who struggle to truly discover their faith and what God means to them. This is something that has always stuck out to me and interests me about the way God works in the world. My faith is something I cannot imagine living without at this point. I cannot fathom what life would be like if my faith was to be taken away from me. It's like if I left church today to teach a class of 50 students nuclear physics, I'd be at a complete loss for words. I can only hope that my faith grows in the future and that I may learn more about God and the beautiful things he has created. Looking back, my faith has come a long way from where church felt like a punishment to now where church is a place that I can be my full self, compared to places like school where I'm limited on what I feel comfortable sharing about my faith. I believe God is in the air I breathe, the people around me, the things I feel, and the things I care for. I believe the Holy Spirit guides me and shows me the way where I'm lost. I believe Jesus died so that my sins may be forgiven and that I may go to heaven one day. I can trust that as I develop my faith, I will continue to have opportunities to learn from others and so further understand this crazy faith that I live with. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Coleman Robert Ford. As a firm believer in the Christian faith, I believe in God, the Creator, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. This means that I follow the way Jesus had set in front of us and have my actions match my faith. I also tell my friends about what I believe it means to be a Christian. Being a Christian, I try to hold grudges against people and to forgive people, no matter how harsh they were. It also means to help people when you see them struggling. There are many people that walk by situations, but I believe that being a Christian should allow you to intervene and help people. As a kid, I visited my grandparents frequently, at their house and at their church. At 6 years old, I did not really enjoy church because we didn't go to Sunday school enough to know any children, making it difficult to have fun and learn. I also did not have a clear understanding of who God was, making church very boring. I eventually stopped going as frequently with my dad and grandparents due to lack of interest. Even though going to church wasn't my ideal kind of Sunday morning, it introduced me to a larger community of people that were generally kind and warm-hearted. While learning bits and pieces of who God was and how he served his children. When I was 7 years old, I noticed my parents were getting into arguments, and even as a seven-year-old, I knew something was wrong. Then the time came where my parents decided to get a divorce. As a kid, I didn't fully understand what that meant. I, of course, was very sad and confused. This huge piece of my life made me ask myself, why did this have to happen to my parents? I thought we were a family. I also did not know why God would set this on my happy life. In the midst of all this, I also had a new baby sister by the name of Maddie. I was so excited knowing we had a new member added to our family. By having my sister in my life, it made me feel upbeat knowing that I am going to be a big brother and show her the world of God. Now my sister Maddie is 7 and is growing to be a great kid, and even though we get into arguments and get mad at each other, I still love her and each year we get closer. When I was about 12, my dad, Maddie, and I decided it would be a good idea to find a church to attend regularly. We started off in a church in Edmonds that was very close to our current house. We attended one Sunday service and enjoyed it there, but we were looking for a larger congregation with more than one kid of my age. Next, we attended a Sunday service at First Lutheran of Richmond Beach. This church was the perfect example of what me and my family were looking for. A big congregation with the youth group who were all very kind. By being a part of such a big community, I got to know their stories and lifestyles of being a Christian. I also have made a lot of new friends through going here and talk to them frequently. I feel part of one big family going to church with people who love and support each other, just like Jesus did. Through confirmation, I've learned that I always had someone that will listen to. This has helped me realize that I am not alone, that there is someone that walks with me. I've had a lot of fun here at confirmation and through the mission trips. It is a good way to check in and get a real update, as well as to escape from everyday life to be myself and not worry about homework or stressful situations. In July of 2016, I attended my first mission trip and went to Tillamook, Oregon. I enjoyed it because it allowed me to grow closer to friends and serve. I liked the beach and hanging out with people I got to know. We worked for Habitat for Humanity and it felt good to help and serve. Much like Jesus has taught me, God was and still is working through us to help putting our pride and everything else aside to be humble and serve. In May of this year, I was baptized here at First Lutheran. The baptism was very emotional. During that time, there were tears being shed. From that point on, I have felt closer to God. One thing that I happily look back on is when my dad and I went to the Olympic Peninsula. We would go hiking in the whole rainforest and then to the ocean. Nature connects my family and me, which allows us to peacefully talk and let go of stress and distractions we have. I connect God with nature because I feel at peace, because God made everything in nature and it allows me to relax and disconnect from stress in everyday life. All the natural sounds make me feel at rest, and I know God has put his fingerprints all around me. God is the light of my world and keeps me up and going. I know he is listening in my prayers and loves me unconditionally. Amen.
Hello. My name is Nicholas McHouston, and I'm here for my faith stand with you. To start off, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be part of such an amazing community. I'm grateful for everyone here, whether I know you or not. Obviously, this is all about my faith, But I want to expand on that word first, faith. What is faith exactly? My version or description is most likely different than everyone else's. Saying I have faith in God means that I have strong feelings for Him and I firmly believe in Him because of experiences and relationships I've had. The Apostles' Creed explains it nicely, but I'll reword it to fit my way of seeing things. I believe that God made everything and absolutely everything ever to exist in this world, which makes Him the Father of us all. I believe that Jesus is our Savior and is the only Son of His, and He was crucified, died, and was buried. He then rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. He will forever judge us living and those who have died, which I've also seen through people and experiences in my life. If you know me, you know that I'm a big sports person and fan. One specific moment where I saw God was during football season about 3 years ago. My team was ahead 7-6 in the fourth quarter. Another team had possession of the ball. Next thing I know is that we're at about the 50. And I'm playing my normal safety position, and the quarterback threw to a man downfield with a bit of separation on me. I quickly dove for the ball as far as I can. The next play, we had the ball, and shortly after, we won the game. I guess you could say I was lucky, or I was at the right place at the right time, but God was really made that play happen. Although He wasn't playing with me, and He most definitely wasn't playing against the other team, He was helping me stay focused and calm. He gave me hope and everything I needed to make the play. That's just one of many ways God has supported me through tough situations. That is a very specific moment of my life where I've seen God. Some other times I typically see Him is when I'm playing other sports like basketball and soccer. I see Him whenever I'm winning or losing, hopefully winning, but I know He's there. Whenever my team is losing, I like to ask Him for guidance, to help me and to stay calm. I also ask for guidance, help, and calm whenever I am struggling during a test or project while in school. I will be forever thankful for the peace I receive from God. Many people in life have also supported and impacted me. Everyone has influenced me in a different, unique way. Parents were the first to impact my life. They're always there for me, even when I'm mad at them or when they're mad at me. After all, they're the ones who gave me life in the first place. They've also pushed and guided me a lot through sports, academics, and especially in my church life. They created a family that includes my brother and Spencer. How can I not talk about them? I'm assuming everyone knows him, but if you don't, you need to meet him. For the 15 years I've been alive, he's always had a significant impact on me. He's one of the only people that can always make me smile. No one has ever affected me like the way Spencer has. I'm a very shy, pessimistic person, so you can imagine how hard it'd be to make me smile. One quote I found from the Bible that ties to Spencer is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It states, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with your God." It may not represent him perfectly, but Spencer is just such a good person, and a perfect person to look at if you're struggling with anything like God. My other brother, Ben, has also been a big part of my faith journey. I won't be talking about too much since he already had his own speech. But getting confirmed with Ben and having him all throughout Sunday school, confirmation and just life in general, has been amazing. We've learned a lot together as twins, and definitely wouldn't be the same person without him. One of my friends was a big part of my faith growing up and was a part of one of the most significant events in my life that made me question God. It made me stop and think about if He'll always be there for me. The beginning of the story is pretty generic. We go to the same preschool, meet, and become best friends. Our group was made up of him, another friend, myself, and my brother. We were inseparable. That's what we thought, anyways. His parents had a fantastic job offer from Columbus, Ohio, but I didn't take it that seriously since the last offer they received, they declined. But apparently, it was an offer that was impossible to refuse. I couldn't believe it. Part of me was so mad since he was leaving, but part of me was proud of his family. At the time, I blamed God for doing this. It just didn't seem like something God should do to me or anyone. This was during the time I was about to start confirmation, and I wasn't sure if I was happy starting it or just being forced to be part of this program within my church. What I learned about God throughout confirmation was that these things happen, life isn't perfect. Also, that some situations are out of my control. God finally pulled through for me about one or so years after my friend's departure. He and his family moved to California, making him somewhat close to Seattle. Luckily, they decided to come up to Seattle to see us after they moved. That experience changed everything. Although my friend and I were awkward at times, this experience brought me closer to God. This story shows me that whenever you think God isn't there for you, He's actually there the whole time, no matter what. Because of experiences with my family and my friends, my faith means everything to me. By everything, I mean that it impacts who my friends are, who I choose to be, how I think, and how I go through every second of each and every single day. That's what faith means to me. To wrap up, I'd like to say that I may not know everything I want to know about God, and I may not have all the Bible stories memorized, but I know that I live what I believe. I know that my faith is part of me. My life experiences have taught me that my faith, among many other people's, is changing, and that God really is indescribable. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Kel Colony, and this is my faith. I love trees. One of my favorite pastimes is to climb trees. Sometimes during youth trips, I get distracted and wander off. However, my leaders know they can probably find me just by looking up. To me, faith is like a tree. The reason I chose to use this analogy is because I find God in all of creation, seemingly more on the shaky branch of a tree than in a classroom or building. So, to put my faith in tree terms, it began as a small seed wrapped up in blankets, not knowing of the world around it yet. But it was taken to church and planted there, where it would soon thrive. My grandparents were the first tenders of the seed. As one of the first things I remember, there was a stuffed lamb that I loved, and every time you squeezed it, it would play the song, "Jesus Loves Me." I took it on car rides, and it would be sung with Nana and Papa. It was our song. Soon, the lamb became born, and we stopped taking it, afraid it would break. However, we still sang the song, "Jesus Loves Me," on every car ride until I was about 7 or 8. And thus, my roots had started to grow. As time passed and I grew older, my parents kept taking me to church, and if I'm being completely honest, I came mostly for the treats after service. During this time, I found that stories of faith in God became a little bit less clear. When I was little, I felt like it was easier to believe without fully understanding what each story meant. Eventually, it came time to join the confirmation group, and I was coming into 7th grade as a quiet kid. One of the things that I had to do in confirmation was take sermon notes, which is where you basically listen to the service and take notes on it. So I came and took notes almost every Sunday. I would find little pockets of information which I could understand. Little by little, each time I came, I could branch out a little more and dig a little deeper, growing my roots and sometimes even sprouting new ones. Youth trips were also a part of growing up in the church. I have always gone on as many as I could because they were always a great time. I get to enjoy being with other people who are a part of my forest and really just enjoy spending time together. There was one in particular that I remember fondly. It was a trip to Tillamook where I met a man who worked for the Habitat for Humanity. His name was Victor. He was an employee who handled all the objects that were donated to the Habitat Restore. Every day, I would look forward to seeing Victor with a bottle of Mountain Dew and a spirit to work. He had the ability to always find the most obscure things and turn them into something great. In fact, while we were there, he had just finished refurbishing a mirror that had been donated in a fairly poor condition, turning it into a beautiful work of art. We helped him wrap it up and secure it, making sure it was totally safe. After we had finished and waved off the truck, he said this woman wanted a very special mirror, and so I made her something worth looking at. Victor's dedication and commitment to other people brought me to understand a love of service. So I guess you could say I grew a root. Aside from climbing trees, I love to spend time in the water, particularly the ocean. In fact, I have a fear of living landlocked. Of all the places where I find God, I see Him the most in the shore, near the water. The Bible tells us in the very first passage that the earth was created with water on it in the first day. The ocean to me is like another world filled with all its mysteries and history. It is old and wise, its vastness somehow existing without us making it exist. The ocean is untamable and free, like God. It can be smooth and calm, or rough and seemingly chaotic. To me, God is a lot of the unknown reflected in the ocean. We read stories about a God who punishes in the Old Testament, yet we're taught by Jesus, the man who tamed it before our eyes, that all we need is faith to walk on water. To me, the difficulty in truly understanding my faith is that I don't truly understand God, like the ocean. It's my home and my refuge, and I know it is a part of me. The best things about water is that it is a part of our everyday lives. It runs through our bodies and keeps us alive. It also keeps the trees alive. I see this love and awe of water as a time my tree needs to ask questions and really think about my faith. However, I do know that God is with me and I with him. I know that he keeps me in sight no matter how far I stray from the path, no matter how high I climb. I know that he is in the ocean that I love so dearly. I know that he will help me to become a strong tree in his vast forests. Maybe I will be a great redwood like my grandfather, or maybe a strong oak like my mother. But perhaps I'll take my time to grow, slowly and steadily growing roots and establishing a faith with as much depth as the ocean.